Zed Mobile in North Greenville County, you are full quieting into the machine. Over.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I didn't catch your call sign.
Yes, ma'am. It's WV6Z. Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu. Name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike.
Thank you, Tom. I'm just on a Yaesu HT with no connection to my car antenna, so I'm pleased with this so far.
A bit of crackling pop in there, but if you're moving, I mean, it's definitely working for you. You're in there solid, absolutely.
Thank you so much for responding. I'm just right around the corner from the house, so all clear. Thank you.
Okay, 73, have a good one. WV6Z, clear.
4HKX, mobile.
HKX, WV6Z. Hey, Larry, I hope I got that right. Gosh, I never turn this thing on, man. And my commute is like 3 minutes. I apologize if I got that wrong. This is Tom, WV6Z.
WV6Z, this is Patrick. But good to meet you. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, yes, Patrick. Sorry. Yeah, I'm doing good. It's been an awful long time, sir. But I'm doing good. Got out of work and just at the drive-thru to get a little bit of a snack to carry home. And other than that, I'm doing great. And glad that I got everything accomplished that I had to today so I don't have to go on tomorrow.
Plus not having to go in tomorrow, but what do you do for a living? I don't remember.
Old retired injection molding guy, the old car parts guy. And I live in Marietta, and I work at the Milliken plant up here now. So now I guess I'm I do stuff with cloth instead of with plastic now, but all of our cloth is plastic, so there you go.
Plastic's in everything now, so there's no getting away from it. Have we spoke before? I can't remember, Tom. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. It's been an awful long time. I used to work in Duncan. So I used to do the morning commute thing with you guys. Now I just listen to you guys for about 3 minutes while I go from my front door to the front door of the plant. Over.
Well, sorry about that. Memory's getting shorter. But good to hear you on here, and hope everything's been going good for you.
Well, it could be worse. And it can go ahead and get better anytime it wants to. Everything's okay, Patrick. And it's good to hear you. I remember you drive, and that's why I'd always catch you on here early in the morning and about this time of the evening as well. So if you're on your way home or whatever, you be careful out there, buddy. And it's good to catch you again. I hate to pull that on you, but, yeah, it's probably been 3, 4, maybe 5 years. Take care, Patrick, in 73, and I appreciate the chat. I'm at the drive-thru next. WV6Ed, clear after yours.
The V6Ed, Tom, good to meet you, or good to get to know you again, I guess. And, yeah, it's definitely been a while, but good to hear you. And, yes, I'm almost home myself, so you be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.
N4ZLK.
KO4HKX, hope you had a good day.
Hey, I just wish I didn't have to wait on this last pickup. I was hoping they would want to finish early on a Friday.
I just think that hurry up and wait.
Took this route back over. I got a new pickup on here, and I was talking to this company here about when I could come by, and I said, if I get here by 6:30, is that enough time? And one of the managers came out and said, no, we're going to be done by 6:30 every day. We're going to be ready to go. You need to be here before then. Well, ever since then, they've held me to 7:15 almost every night.
time you see him, ask him, what happened to 6:30?
I actually did that. He just said, well, we're trying. We were still training some people, and we're trying to get it back to 6:30. But he sure pitched a fit at the beginning.
That's all of them do when it's not on their dime or their problem. I deal with the same thing. Guys want me to come by at a certain time and this, that, and the other, and I'm like, I can't do that. I give you a window of time that I'm usually here, and that's the best I can do.
That's the case. What are you doing out tonight?
Run to town, and I had to run up to my mom's old place and check on a few things, and I am on my way back home now.
It's not 8 in the morning, N6CLX.
Haven't heard you in a while. Hope you've been doing okay.
Yep.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. 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 Doing
on this tonight. Out of town again. This time up and running a job up in Kentucky. This week and next week.
A little bit with you there, Mike. I was just saying, surprised to hear you on this time of night.
Down. I drove up to Kentucky this time. So I had to drive I, well, there is no I-40 anymore, so I had to drive around it. That was fun.
Say, depending on what part of Kentucky you were going to, there's no good way to get there.
So then over to Hot Springs, North Carolina, towards Sevierville. It was a mess over there, golly. Anyone who lives on the French Broad River, I feel bad for them.
Thank you.
5 minutes. Traffic in Asheville is almost more of a pain in the rear end than that.
It'd be bad. I would have thought it would have taken you longer than that, but there must be some other roads I don't know about.
But 40 would be, if 40 were open, it would be slow too. So it's not too bad. It took me to go from Somerset, Kentucky down here. About 5.5 hours, and Somerset's an hour and a half south of Lexington.
Have one lane.
Get much of that.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm at home. Wait, Shane, I'll be quick. Patrick, take it easy. N6 CLX, have a good weekend. I'm clear.
Cleared. You doubled, but I can hear both of you. So 7-3 to both of you. Have a good night. N4 ZLK.